God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 3, Day 1. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here. And so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. It's interesting that the first thing Jesus does when he meets Simon Peter again is to tell him how to do his own job. He says, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." You can almost hear a little frustration in Peter's voice when he replies, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." But he does what Jesus asks anyway, saying, "But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Like Peter, we often try to sort things out in our own strength. But we have to come to Jesus humbly. There is no other way. The foundation of our identity as Christians is we follow Christ even if we think we know better. When we do that, we give him a chance to change our situation in ways we can't imagine. God, is there anything you're asking me to do that I've been resisting? With that thing in my mind, please help me to recognize the ways I've been trying to sort things out on my own, and to say with Peter, "But because you say so, I will." As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.